Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000. I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
It's 2020, a beginning of a new decade with brand new resolutions and, of course, movies to look forward to. If you're tired of running around during the past festive season and all you want to do now is stay at home during the weekend and watch some movies, then you've come to the right place. Pop that corn or fill your bowl with chips or, if you're health conscious, some fruit with yogurt and stream the shows that I'm going to recommend in this edition of Movie Magic. Let's start with old movies that are just released on the streaming services. And when I say old, I don't mean the classics, but movies that were released a couple of years ago on the big screen and now they've made their way on the streaming service that we subscribe to. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, I spoke about this movie when it was released in 2018, but if you didn't catch it back then when it was screened at the theatres, well, then here's your opportunity to watch it on a streaming service coming to you soon. It's an animated film, but it's one of the best animated films I've ever laid my eyes on. The action and the camera angles are just awesome. It's to die for. It also has a good storyline too, featuring more than one spider person, or should I say, mutant, because there's also a spider pig. Yep, you heard me. A spider pig. Now, the actors that voice the many characters in this one-of-a-kind animated movie are Shamik Moore, Mahershala Ali, Lily Tomlin, Jake Johnson, Zoe Kravitz, the daughter of Lenny Kravitz, Nicolas Cage, Chris Pine from Star Trek, Oscar Isaac of Star Wars, and many more. Even the late Stan Lee makes a cameo voiceover. If those stars are not enough reasons to watch this superb animated feature, how about this? It also won an Oscar at last year's Academy Awards for Best Animated Film. Yes, Sony and Disney may still be at it, as in, you know, who owns Spider-Man, and let them fight their battle. But for now, I am enjoying all the Spider-Man movies that are being churned out by Sony. I'm looking forward to part 2 of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. If you haven't seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, you missed out on the best movie of 2018. And I say best animated movie of 2018. Soon, it will be on your streaming services. Well, I know for sure it will not be on Disney Plus, as it's owned by Sony. And, well, actually it is online, but you have to pay for it if you're streaming it through YouTube. But I have a feeling if you wait a little longer, and if you have subscription to Netflix or Amazon Prime, I think one day, soon, it'll be on one of those streaming services. If you don't want to wait and just want to own it, there's always the option of buying the Blu-ray version. Believe me, you won't be disappointed.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Now, I'm going to play you a song that might sound like it's from the 60s, but in actual fact, it isn't. It's taken from a series that is set in the 60s, and it's one of my favorite comedies that is streaming at the moment on Amazon Prime. Now, I'll speak about it right after the song.
The stars shine, your eyes catch mine, then your light is all I can see. Could there be one less angel in heaven? Count them, one less angel in heaven. Must be one less angel in heaven, 'cause you're here smiling at me.
Sounds very 60s, doesn't it? But it's not. However, it's taken from a 60s-based sitcom titled The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And that Shy Baldwin, a character played by Leroy McLean. This is the third season, and the series is as hilarious as the first and second. Now, many moons ago, I spoke about the show on Mrs. Maisel, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and you can find past shows on our podcast page through our webpage, moneyfm893.sg. The show is created by the same people that created The Gilmore Girls, so you can expect a lot of fast-talking, witty and sarcastic remarks. The way words are exchanged in a fast-paced manner between the two actresses, Rachel Brochanan, who plays Mrs. Maisel, and Alex Borstein, who plays her agent, well, the two of them is just a delight to watch. Now, I could have watched the whole series in a week, but I'm restraining myself and savoring it as I'm almost at the end of the third season. I just don't want it to end. No, not yet. Not just yet. This is because I want to look forward to something funny when I need it. So that's why I'm pacing myself. And at the same time, I'm watching another series, and from that series comes this Celtic song. More about the series right after this.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Mole was a stem, rum on the port, eck on the starboard bow. Glory of you.
Now, that's just part of the opening sequence from a TV series that's on Netflix. If you're a romance novel reader, then you must have read the books by Diana Gabaldon. She has a PhD in science, and she started writing these novels just for practice in the late 80s. So it was just an accident when her stories were loved by the masses. Her goals in writing these novels were to learn what it takes to write a novel and to decide whether she wanted to do it for real. I guess she achieved her goals. Now her novels are made into a series, and we're in the fourth season of Outlander. And they are making the fifth season. Diana is writing her ninth book now on the series, and it's titled Go Tell It to the Bees That I Am Gone. Now, I've never read any of her books, as I prefer reading non-fiction self-help books. Or if it comes to fiction, I'd rather read a graphic novel. Now, the main characters in Diana Gabaldon's books are Claire and Jamie. Katrina Belf, who plays Claire Fraser, was born in Dublin, Ireland, but she puts on a great English accent. You can't tell that she's Irish. She always wanted to be an actress, and she went to acting school, but she was discovered by an agent, and she became a runway model. Now, she was glad to leave the runway, and now she puts her heart and soul in this series. Although she's the main character in the series, recently she found time in her busy schedule to be in the movie Ford vs. Ferrari. I'm sure you've watched that already on the big screen. Opposite her is the muscular Sam Heughan, who plays the role of Jamie Fraser. And he is a Scot, so he doesn't have to try hard to put on a Scottish accent. It just comes naturally. The two of them complement each other. Now, most of my guy friends have not really watched the series. Well, maybe because it's a romantic series. Like I said, I've never read the books, but according to my lady friends, the actors that play the characters Claire and Jamie Fraser are what they pictured from just reading the books. So it's well cast. So here's the premise of the story if you haven't watched any of the episodes yet. I would say yet because you have to. Claire, who's a war nurse, travels through time from the year 1945 through a stone, which looks like the Stonehenge. And she travels to the year 1743. Yeah, she goes back in time. So there's a little bit of Scottish and British history mixed in this romantic science fiction story. Now, I must warn you, there's a lot of kissing and lovemaking in the nude in this series. And the way the two main actors do these scenes, it looks so real as if they are truly in love. Plus, the two of them complement each other in their looks and height as well. Sam stands at 6'2.5", and Katerina stands at 5'9". Their on-screen chemistry is so good that you might think that they are dating in real life. But those are just rumors. They're not. They're just good friends.
Money FM 89.3, Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Now, there was a gangster movie that played in the theaters for a short while, and I was tempted to watch it as it was directed by Martin Scorsese. And it had all the three gangster actors, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino. I just love gangster movies as there's so much of tension. But when I saw the runtime of 3.5 hours, I said, nah, I don't want to spend that much time on a theater seat, no matter how comfortable they are. So I waited for it to be on Netflix. If you're going to watch this brilliant gangster movie, which is a little long drawn, now here's a gangster jargon or slang. House painter. Now, when a gangster says he paints houses or he's a house painter, it means he kills people for a living. You see, this is what happens. When a gangster shoots someone, the blood splatters on the walls. It looks like he's painting it with blood. Hence, I'm a house painter. That's what they say. So now that The Irishman is on Netflix, you can watch it at your own time and pace. Or should I say, own time, own target.
Money FM 89.3.
I normally don't like saying negative things about something, but this is just my opinion, and you may disagree with me, but there's one series on Netflix that has a high production value, but when it comes to the content, well, how should I lay it gently? Okay, it has no value, let's put it that way. It was the most popular show on the Singapore Internet Movie Database website a few weeks ago, and that was what prompted me to watch the series. I gave episode 1 a try, and I disliked it. But my wife said that I shouldn't judge the series by just watching one episode. Well, fair enough. So I tried watching episode 2. And I say tried, as I couldn't finish watching it. Well, the name of the series is Singapore Social. There are so many scenes of Chinatown, Marina Bay, the bright lights of downtown, and so on. It looks really, really nice. That's the only thing I like about the series. The scenes, the scenery, the background. Singapore is beautiful, night or day. Now, it's supposed to be a reality show. But hey, even if I didn't take up film studies, just by the conversation and the so-called hidden cameras and the multiple camera angles, they were all giveaways that they were not candid shots at all. The blocking of the shots were all so well done, and even the strangers in the background, you know, the extras, they were all a dead giveaway that this can't be a reality show. The show portrays Singaporeans having a lot of money to throw around and love to dine or party with the Marina Bay skyline in the background. There's a lot of alcohol drinking, but I think for the sake of TV, I have a strong feeling that the actors, and I say actors because they were acting to a script, were drinking water for vodka and tequila and iced tea for maybe whiskey or rum or brandy. I'm sure the actors in real life are not like, anything they are that is portrayed in the series. I have a strong feeling they are better people in real life. And I think their characters are done the way it is, more for TV drama. The question is, and I'm sure you may be asking this as well if you've watched the show, is why did Netflix executives think that a bunch of angmohs could make a reality show that reflects Singaporean life? I don't think the show represents the real Singaporean. I don't think I would finish watching episode 2. I have better things to do, and I apologize for that. But don't let my opinion stop you from wasting your time.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Now, here's a movie that will not waste your time at all. It's titled The Two Popes, and it's on Netflix. It's engaging right from the beginning to the end. It is based on true incidents, and I enjoyed it very much for several reasons. It was funny. It captures the human side of the two popes. It shows the politics of the Vatican. It can make you angry at certain scenes, and the movie is also touching at the same time. It also has two heavyweight actors playing the two popes. Anthony Hopkins plays Pope Benedict, and Jonathan Pryce plays Pope Francis. Anthony Hopkins even got the walk of Pope Benedict right. He's so good. And did you know that Jonathan Pryce watched a lot of YouTube footage of Pope Francis before he played the role so that he could get into the character? And he did an excellent job. The movie gives you the behind the scenes of what conspired and led to Pope Benedict's resignation and how the Argentinian became the next pope. It's one of the best movies I've watched on Netflix, and it is Oscar and Golden Globe worthy. It's fictional, but it's all based on true events. From this marvelous movie is a cover of a Beatles song that is very well done. This is a montage of two Beatles songs, Blackbird and I Will, and it's performed by the Swingle Singers. This is Movie Magic, and I'm Colin Gomez, wishing you all the best in the year 2020.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to
arrive. Who knows how long I've loved you.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly.
you walked between two.